Yesu ilave aino kukuhala apuloano hau yau he mea ho matau na me oe maikai maikai ho Yesu a mea mea e koualo Oh, yes.
to Joran first.
Okay. You ready?
Aloha kakahiaka. Good morning. My name is Georgia McMillan. I will be serving as your liturgist this morning.
Aloha, I'm Reverend Alika. Whether you are a Malihini, a newcomer, or a Kama'aina, someone born and raised here on Maui or in Hawaii, we welcome you to Makena. We greet you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
There are several things Kahu and I want to bring to your attention. First, we ask that you silence all cell phones and electronic devices. After the second ringing of the bell, we invite you to be in quiet meditation. Second, we will be sharing the Lord's Supper with communion wafers and grape juice. There will be four communion stations in the front area of your seating section. We will begin with the last row of each section. An usher will come to you to direct you forward. As you near the front area, you will see two deacons, one with the wafers in a wooden bowl and the other with juice in a wooden chalice. We invite you to receive communion intinction by dipping the communion wafer into the wooden chalice. Sweet potato and coconut water are available from the communion table for those who are allergic to wheat, gluten, or soy, and for those of you who may wish to receive sweet potato and coconut water instead. Kahu will be at the table to provide you with the elements. If you wish to receive communion and are not able to come forward, inform one of our deacons and someone will come to you.
Third, after you've received communion, it's tradition for us to ask that you go to the cross to place your flower or lay on the cross. If you're here for the first time and did not bring a flower or lay, you will find several of our keiki or children with flowers as you come to receive communion, and you can take one of those flowers and then place that on the cross. During that time, we ask that you be in quiet meditation and that you use the time for personal reflection rather than for conversation. As you come forward, Jim Spector, our friend, will come and share his music with us. It's important that you return to your seats once we're pow finished for the remaining special moments of the service that will include the benediction and, with the help of our children, the release of the doves.
Fourth, we have Easter gift bags for children 12 years and younger. Linda Somero will make the bags available for you after we have gone to the cross. They will be near the front door of the church. The gift bags are for children who are here this morning. Any extra bags that are left after the close of the service will be made available to you for children who are not here. So if you are a parent or tutu or aunt, uncle, brother, sister, cousin, neighbor, or friend, and you know children whom you will see sometime today, please pick up one of the gift bags on your way out. Karen Rollins will be inviting several of the children to remain with her to assist her with the close of our time together.
And also Laura Moore will be helping Linda with passing out the gift bags. Fifth, our preparations for this morning require the help of many members and friends of the church. The offering we will be receiving this morning will support the commitment we've made to share God's aloha from generation to generation. And finally, a bit of housekeeping. At the close of our service, we would welcome the help of those of you who are able-bodied with the stacking of the chairs that will need to go under the pavilion. There are several deacons that are aware when you take the chairs over there, the seat part of the chair needs to face down, and they will stack more easily, and they'll be able to interlock the chairs. We remind you each year to remember that as you leave, you will find that you will be on your way more quickly if you allow others into the flow of traffic. And we just ask that you drive carefully. Before Ellen plays the prelude, I just want to share this with you. At the end of March and in early May, a young man set fire to 3 African-American churches in St. Landry Parish, north of Lafayette, Louisiana. He's been charged with hate crimes. We want to, as Ellen plays the prelude, hold the people of those communities in our prayers this morning, and then also the tragedy that occurred on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. Over 200 people were killed and 400 people wounded in 8 blasts targeting churches and hotels outside the capital city of Colombo. Both Protestant and Catholic churches, as well as a Buddhist temple, were affected. So we hold them in our prayers as well.
If you are able, please stand as we sing the chorus to Hawaii Aloha in Hawaiian only. You'll find the lyrics to the hymn on page 1 of your worship bulletin.
Thank you.
able, please remain standing and join me in the call to worship, printed on page 3 of your bulletin. O ke'ia no kala a Yehovah I hana'ai.
This is the day the Lord has made.
E ha'oli kako a e le'ale'a.
Let us rejoice and be glad. If you are able, please remain standing as we sing our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, found on page 5 of your worship bulletin. You may be seated. O Lelo Mikiona, our mission statement. Please join us in reciting the O Lelo Mikiona, or mission statement, of Ke'avala'i Congregational Church, first in Hawaiian, then in English. It will be followed by the singing of the Lord's Prayer, first in Hawaiian, then in English.
Ho'okumu ia ka'ikalesia o Ke'avala'i e kouma kou kupuna. I ku pa'a mā hope o ke aloha o ke akua, mai ke kahi haunauna a ke kahi haunauna aku. O mā kō no nā haumana a Yesu Christo, e hea hea akula me ke aloha I nā lāhui a kō mā kō ohana. Lave lave ia na la hui a pau e ko ke avalai, ma o kapilina uhane o ke kaya ulu akea. I ho'olo kahi ia ka ho'omana kalikiano me ka mo'o meheu Hawaii. Ke avalai Congregational Church, founded by our kupuna, is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As haumana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Ke Avala'i ministers to all through the spiritual gifts we share as our diverse community uniting our Christian faith and Hawaiian heritage.
Hello, hello. The reading. The first reading for this morning is from the Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. May God bless the reading of the word. Nahapa'umi amena lulu, tithes and offerings. As the woman drew near to the tomb on that first Easter morning, ready to give care to a loved one, may we reach out with actions of care and compassion. And as the women left the tomb and shared the amazing news of resurrection, may we bear witness to the life that is risen up within and all around us. As we receive the morning offering, our friend Jim Spector comes to share his music.
Thank you.
if you're able, please stand as we sing the doxology. Let us pray. We praise you, O God, and we give thanks that you have given us such grace, such hope, and such joy in the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let our lives be proof of that good news. Let all our words and actions, our love and service, bear witness to your resurrection power. Nokamea ua ho'ala'oi ya Yesu, mai ka make anoko ho'ala pu'ana, ya mako ililo I Kula na kauhale piha I kamana o iyo I loko o Kristo. E ho umaika I nei ia oi me ka hau oli. We offer you our gifts and give thanks because you have raised Jesus from the dead and because you have raised us up to be a community of faith through him. E pulike ia makainoa o Yesu. Amen. You may be seated. On a day such as this, we praise God for the opportunity to be in worship. We offer our gifts in many ways, and one of them is through hula. And so Caroline Neubauer will come to dance for us. Hea ikahaku, shout to the Lord.
Mau, mau, ea ikaha. manna ke alii e hoihie Kuruhia o luna me kola lohe I ka lohe I ko inoa I meni hauori I ka hana hoi au E aloha mau kou, ku mau a mau Ku kahi ka nani ke taulele Hoihie, uluhia o luna, me kola loe, I ka lohe I kou inoa. I meni hauoli, I ka hana hoi au, te aloha mau kou, ku mau a mau, ku kahi ka nani, ke paulele.
Mahalo, Caroline. Just getting Jim out of the heat. So if you think you're warm, the sopranos and altos are very warm. I know some of you are standing. We do have extra chairs. If Bob, would you, any of you like chairs? No? Aole? Okay. The second reading for this morning also comes from the Gospel according to Mark. So now hear the word of the Lord. Now after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went out and told those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard the news that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes is baptized and will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. This is the word of God. Amen. The choir will come and sing Eala E. It's a combination of a hymn and a chant. In English, Rise Up. The sun rises in the east over the ocean, the deep ocean. Climbing to the top, the highest top in the east, there is the sun. Zoe Ribokan Winters is our chanter.
Yeah.
Jonna and Courtney were married here on September 20th, 2008. They returned to Maui the following year for a visit and were back on island last week. In the decade that followed, they welcomed the birth of their son, Hutch, who is now 7 years old, and BJ, short for Benjamin John, who is now 4 years old. Over the years, many others have returned to us here in Makena, including Kama'aina and Malahini families, old-timers and newcomers, from other parts of Maui, from other islands, other states, other countries. It's fair to say that John and Courtney's lives were changed with the arrival of their sons. And it's fair to say that there will be other changes in their lives in the years ahead. In time, Hutch and BJ and all of our keiki, all of our children will grow up as we grow older. As we look at our children, we are reminded of the excitement and joy of Mary and Joseph when they welcomed the birth of Jesus. Yet we know in time, Jesus will grow up and Mary and Joseph will grow older, and the early years of joy will turn to sorrow. Easter is a time when we tell the story of that eventful day centuries ago. We remember how Jesus told Peter and the other disciples of his coming suffering, death, and resurrection. After healing a child and returning him to his father, Jesus told them that he would be betrayed and executed. Later, he gave his disciples a more detailed account of what was to come. Peter and the disciples heard all three of Jesus' account of what was to come. But by the time the women told them about the empty tomb, they had apparently forgotten what Jesus told them. They did not believe Mary Magdalene's testimony or the testimonies of Mary, the mother of James and Salome, that Jesus had risen from the dead. April Yamasaki is an ordained Mennonite minister from Abbotsford, British Columbia, and she points this out to us. The women did not remember Jesus' words at first. Perhaps the shock of his death numbed their senses, and they needed to be reminded by the young man they met at the tomb that Jesus was no longer there, that he had been raised from the dead. Throughout his life and ministry, Jesus came to know what we know about our own lives, and that is the greatest paradox of life is that the only thing permanent is change. It is understandable that the disciples forgot. Everything was changing quickly, too quickly. Perhaps, April Yamasaki adds, perhaps when Jesus tried earlier to tell them what was going to happen, the prospect of his suffering and death was too horrible for them to grasp, and the thought of his resurrection too impossible. It may be that the disciples were concerned about what others thought about them and who among them would be the greatest. Whatever the distractions were at the time, the disciples needed to be reminded, and we need to be reminded about the story of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. While the sorrow of that day happened over 2,000 years ago, the story has been told over and over again to each succeeding generation. In a way, the good news we celebrate today is old news. We know the story. We know from the account recorded in the Gospel according to Mark that Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, were too afraid and amazed to say anything to anyone. When Mary Magdalene went out and told others she had seen Jesus, they refused to believe her. Even when he appeared to two of the disciples and they told others, no one believed them. It was only after Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples and chastised them that they finally believed. That's the story. We know the story. But the question for us this morning is this. Do we know and remember the death and resurrection of Jesus so profoundly that the story shapes the way we live each day? April Yamasaki confesses her need to be reminded of the story. When someone has deeply wronged me, she admits, yet refuses to take responsibility for their actions and ignores the brokenness between us, I need, we need, to be reminded that Jesus was wronged too, and that even his wrongful death was not the end of the story. Instead, he rose in triumph with new life and with healing in his wings. When I have wronged someone else, she continues, and am dismayed at my own willfulness and lack of care, when I wish I could take something back, but it's too late, instead of endlessly berating myself, I need to be reminded that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection means forgiveness for all of my failings. And so by the power of God's Spirit, I receive, we receive, grace upon grace upon grace to start over again. When we look at the world around us in dismay, and sometimes even disgust, when ignorance and brutality seem to rule the day, we need to be reminded that this is the world that was created, that has been created and loved by God, and that Jesus lived, died, and rose again to reconcile the world to himself. April Yamasaki celebrated 26 Easter Sundays as the pastor of the same congregation. Today marks the 28th year that we have been together here at Kevalai. Over the years, many changes have come to McKenna and to the church. Other changes have come in our family life, school life, and work life. People we love have died, and others have come to us, like Hutch and BJ, marking the birth of a new generation. There have been times when it felt like everything in the world was getting a little too nalu, a little too rough. While the way we have worshiped over the year has changed, the message has remained the same. Whatever changes the future may bring, let us remember and proclaim again and again the always old and the always new story that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, and we too shall rise. E'ala'e.
Please remain seated. As we begin our preparation for the celebration of the Lord's Supper, we invite you to sing Heke'ena Anei Kola. The hymn is printed on page 7 and 8 of your worship bulletin.
Thank you.
We thank God for bringing new hope out of despair and new life out of death. We thank God for walking beside us on our journey through life. Because God is with us, we accept each new day with its joys and sorrows as a gift. Because God is with us, we choose life and not death. As God raised Jesus from the dead, so we give thanks that God raises us to new life day by day. We come to this day remembering that Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples saying, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." This table is open to all.
As you come forward to receive the Lord's Supper, we remind you to bring your flowers and lay for the cross or pick up a flower from one of the keiki. If you're allergic to gluten, wheat, or soy, we have sweet potato and coconut water available for you here at the communion table. If you're not able to come forward but would like to receive the elements, please let one of our deacons know and someone will come to you. We ask that you be in quiet meditation throughout this time. Jim will share his music with us as you come forward. Come now, for all things are ready.
Thank you.
before the prayer is offered, if anyone has not received, been able to receive the communion elements, if there's anyone, the deacons will come to you. We're okay. All right. Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, that by your grace our souls have been fed. We had offered flowers and lei as expressions of our aloha. Me na hili na I o nala hui a pau, po I kanaka, me na aupuni e himeni ka ko. Ho o maikai, ho o nani, ho o na awau. Mahalo, ho o hanohano, me ka ikaika ia oe e ke akua, no na kau a kau. With the faithful of every race, tribe, people, and nation, we sing, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanks, honor, might, and power be unto you, O God, forever and ever. Amen.
We invite you to sing Crown Hymn with Many Crowns. You'll find the notice from the verses for the hymn that we will all sing. All sing verses 1 and 5 together. The women will sing verse 2, and the men will sing verse 4, and only the choir will sing verse 3.
And if you're not sure what we said, just sing. Before the benediction is offered, just a few housekeeping, keeping items. Somebody lost their earring on the way to the cross. It looks like pure gold. No, but if this is yours, I have it, so please come and see me. And we love giving things away, so if there are Easter, the gift bags, if you have children that are not here and want to take them, you can see folks at the door. The other is the Easter lilies in the front are for you to enjoy. So if you want to take one home, Jackie will be up here to help you with that. You're welcome to take the Easter lilies down front home with you today. So the benediction always is that in your own hearts you bless one another, especially on a day like today. So join me in the benediction. Uala ala o Cristo, Christ is risen. Ua ala I o Cristo, Christ is risen indeed. Aloha, everyone. Mahalo for coming. Thank you for helping with the chairs. Thank you.
check, check. A pair of glasses, sunglasses at the sound booth if you're missing your glasses, your sunglasses.